You're listening to the Lawn and Landscape Podcast Network. This is Jimmy Miller, an associate editor with the magazine. This is Student Spotlight, a monthly podcast where we talk with some of the industry's brightest young minds across the country. Today, we talked with Joshua Fain, a student at Auburn, who already has lots to say about the green industry. In this conversation, we chose why he chose Auburn over Alabama, how Legos helped him pick up quickly on irrigation, and what it was like having his dad as a professor. Okay, that was all just a small part of what we discussed. Here's Joshua.
Hi, I'm Joshua. I'm a sophomore at Auburn University. And I kind of chose to get into the green industry because it's kind of like a family business almost. I'm a fourth generation horticulturist. My dad actually is a professor at Auburn and teaches horticulture. So it kind of like fell into my lap and was something that I just picked up and ended up finding great interest in. And I think that I'm going to pursue a career in it. So, yeah.
That's awesome. Yeah. You know, what's funny is that family business stuff sometimes people either really lean into it or really venture away from it. You know, when did you kind of make the decision that, hey, this is something that I'm going to lean into, that I'm passionate about, and that I'm making the choice for myself that this is something that I kind of want to do?
My senior year of high school, I didn't really know what I wanted to really major in or get into, and I was going to go in undecided. But my dad kind of pushed me to choose horticulture just as like something to be in for the time being. And I said, sure, very reluctant at first. When I would tell people, when they asked me, hey, what's your major? I'd be like, you know, just following in my dad's footsteps in horticulture, not really taking it on as my own. But then freshman year, didn't really get many horticulture classes, so I wasn't too, you know, immersed in it. I actually ended up reaching out and getting involved in the student chapter of the NALP club on campus for us at Auburn. I joined that club, got surrounded by other people in horticulture, went to conventions and went on trips with those other students. And I just kind of fell in love with the atmosphere, the people in the industry. And I went to the National Collegiate Landscape Competition last year. And that's where I kind of was like, hey, I enjoy, you know, this kind of stuff, you know, being outdoors, working this kind of stuff. And so that's kind of where I was like, yeah, I think I want to make this my own and not just be something that I did because, you know, my dad did it.
Was Auburn always going to be the choice? Are you kind of from around that area?
Yeah, so I'm actually from Auburn. I've lived here almost my entire life. Went all through grade school here.
Yeah.
And then when it came time to pick colleges, a lot of the people that went to my high school, it was either Alabama in Tuscaloosa or Auburn. And so I kind of applied to both of them and got into both. And when it came down to make the decision, I didn't really want to stay in Auburn because I've been here my whole life. But financially, it just made more sense for me to stay here. And so I did. And I ended up loving that decision more and more every day.
Do you think that you would have also gone into horticulture had you gone to Alabama? Or was there something different that you were interested in there? Or even was there something different that you were interested in at Auburn that, you know, eventually you kind of ruled out by virtue of just going and joining the NALP chapter on campus?
Yeah, I was definitely, I gave Alabama a look. And so I played soccer growing up and all through high school and was really into like working out, being fit. And like, I'd been injured a few times and I went to physical therapy, and that kind of sparked my interest in like that field. I kind of ruled it out being that it requires a lot of school, and then applying to Auburn, getting into Auburn, and my dad kind of like pushing, but not really pushing, you know, horticulture on me. I decided that, you know, I don't think I want to go somewhere else and pursue something else.
Yeah.
I kind of just ended up in horticulture.
You know, kind of jumping back to that idea of it being kind of like a fourth generation business, you've always kind of grown up around horticulture then. Like, was there anything that you learned your first year at Auburn that kind of made you realize that this was for you, other than, you know, you mentioned like this community feeling, right? But I guess, was there something that you didn't know about horticulture that really kind of sealed the deal for you in terms of picking it as your career, rather than, you know, like you said before, just following the footsteps?
Yeah, definitely. Going into it, I think, like a lot of people, they have a stereotype of, you know, the agriculture kind of majors as being easy, and not like the students that pick it, you know, not to say like, you know, the students are dumb, but it's not like engineering and, you know, biomedical sciences. And so I definitely walked into it being like, all right, this is just going to be like a bunch of country guys, you know, who work on farms and do this and that. Then going to these conferences, you know, I kind of learned that it's much more than that. Some of the smartest people I've ever met have been at these places. You know, there's business people, there's sales people. You know, it's not just, you know, the people that work out in the field and are doing the, you know, planting the trees and running the machinery. And even that requires a bit of skill that I didn't really pick up on, and just kind of figured, I just kind of like looked over it. And so being immersed into it with that club gave me opportunities to see all of that. And I kind of really fell into the landscape side and like the meticulous details that go into a design, a landscape design, that then you have to, if you're the production manager, you got to translate that into the field to, you know, your crew members, and then, you know, the final product coming out and looking amazing, and, you know, the client's happy. And that was something I think I didn't really think about. And I had a little bit of plant blindness too. I didn't really, you know, recognize plants for what they were. Just all plants were like plants and grain. Yeah. And so yeah. I definitely had a little bit of that, but yeah, I definitely fell in love with the landscape side and definitely took a lot of interest there and the skill it takes to be in that field.
Now, you did say that you didn't get the opportunity to take a lot of horticulture classes last year, your freshman year, but this year, have you moved sort of more into that as just like the progression of your major?
Yeah. I got a lot of the basic classes out of the way that freshman year, and ended up taking my first real horticulture class spring semester of freshman year, which was plant propagation, taught by my dad, which was a very funny and interesting situation, but I enjoyed it nonetheless. But yeah, I've been able to get into a lot more of my major related horticulture classes, which has been amazing. And I find myself wanting to do the work for those classes a little bit more than I want to do my homework for macroeconomics or literature class.
Yeah. I got to ask, what was it like having your dad as a professor?
Yeah, I've gotten that a lot. People think it's funny when I tell them that I had him as my professor. He was great. Very different than, you know, knowing him as, you know, my father. I learned a lot more about him, and he told a lot more stories and things I'd never heard in class than at home. And so that was fun to see. And it was cool to see him in that atmosphere. And it was funny to see the looks on my peers' faces when he called roll and, you know, kind of smirked and everyone turned and looked at me like, is that his son? So that was really cool.
Was there ever any like family disagreements or anything like that revolving around the class?
Not really. I like to say I'm a good student. I made sure though that there's a little bit more pressure to show up to all of his classes,
yeah,
rather than some of my other professors. But no, it was a good dynamic, and I've moved out from my parents' house, and so I get to see them a lot, but not as much as I used to. So it was. I enjoyed being in the class because it kind of felt a little bit more normal to see him that much. And it wasn't like I was seeing him like more than I normally would.
Yeah. Okay. That makes sense. All right. So, you know, beyond, I guess, the decision to, you know, pick your school and pick your major, you know, you had already kind of mentioned this National Collegiate Landscape Competition. NCLC. I went a couple years ago, and it's such a great event. What was it at that event that kind of sparked things for you and made you recognize that this is what you want to do?
So going into it, I didn't really know there's, for those of you that don't know, like the NCLC, like their number of events that they have is insane. And they range from like, you know, business tests to, you know, running a skid steer. So it's really cool. They have like such a plethora of events. And I kind of wanted to just throw myself into more of the hands-on stuff. That's kind of what I enjoy. And it just makes a little bit more sense to me to like be hands-on. I'm a hands-on learner. You know, I like to get into it. I was really active in high school and all that, playing soccer and working part-time at different jobs. And so I threw myself into irrigation assembly and landscape plant installation, which was the last event. And I was very lucky to be, you know, with the both of those are team events. And I was with people that, you know, were around this stuff, also had a passion for it. And that definitely helped me to see, like, you know, what this can be for me. But I really enjoyed the irrigation assembly and like looking at plans, putting things together, and then watching it all like come together. I'm a big, very big Lego fan. And so it kind of felt like that to me, you know, yeah. Putting these pieces together and, you know, making sure they're the right length and whatnot. So, yeah.
That's funny. My dad just, he just bought like some rocket ship Lego thing, and he got so frustrated sitting there as like we were doing it as like a family thing. And he got so frustrated because none of us were reading the instructions the right way. but anyway, I digress there. In terms of NCLC, it sounds like it kind of gave you an opportunity to sample what else was out there beyond, you know, what you had kind of conceived as like this idea of, I guess, like sample what else was out there in terms of what you already knew about the green industry. How did you land in your particular events? Did you have to like try out? Was there like an application process? How did that go?
So the way that our club works, the student chapter that I'm in here, it's a really laid back club. The president was a good friend of mine. I got to be a good friend of his. I didn't know him going into it, but it's really laid back. You just kind of like say, hey, I'm interested in these. And if you want to practice those before the competition, you can, but it's not like a totally like big pressure to be like, hey, you have to get first place in this event. Like you have to try to beat. I did, of course, try, you know, everyone tried their best. But it was more of, I think, that environment of like, hey, you're here to learn and you're here to grow in your interests and, you know, in this field. And I think that type of, you know, culture around that for my club definitely helped me relieve any anxiety or any pressure to be, you know, good at those events and just, hey, let me get in there, get my hands on it, you know, experience it and, you know, then decide for myself. You know, hey, maybe I want to like look into this more or, you know, learn more about it. And also had some help from my father who had been in the industry before he started teaching. Yeah. And he was like, hey, I think you should do these two events because, you know, he knows me and he knows the industry very well.
Did he go with you guys to the competition?
He did. Yeah. He was one of the advisors or chaperones that went with us. I actually became president of the club this past year and we're going again this year, and he is coming again to Utah.
Nice.
That's where it is this year.
That's so awesome. And congratulations on being named president. That's awesome.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you.
So I guess with that in mind, like with that new role and, you know, with another year kind of under your belt, are you looking at sampling different events or do you feel like you've already kind of figured out your niche and what it is you want to do, not only in the green industry, but, you know, specific to this, to NCLC?
I think I'm really going to branch out a little bit more this year. It did me well last year and you know, we experienced a lot of new members. There's a lot of people going that haven't been. And I think, you know, as my role as president, I need to help make those students feel comfortable going and in the events they pick. So having gone and having done two events, I can pass those two events on to someone new, tell them about it, tell them how my experience was. And then they can decide from there if they want to do it. But I'm very interested in doing, I only did two events. So I'm interested in, you know, maybe adding a third and really branching out into, you know, hands-on, but also maybe, you know, a written test or, you know, operations of a machine or something like that. So I'm definitely keeping my eyes open to different events this year.
One of the interesting things about NCLC is that job or career fair. Did you get a chance to kind of walk around during that? And if so, as somebody who like has a dad working in the industry, what is it that you're kind of looking into short-term career-wise that you think might be good to kind of sample in terms of the industry?
I went, the job fair was a great opportunity for me to see different companies and different aspects of the industry. I was looking for a internship this past year, kind of like really wanting to really dive into the landscape side. I ended up picking one up this past summer with a local landscape company that is, the owners are heavily involved in NALP and NCLC and all of that. But yeah, as far as like short term, like internship wise, I just kind of been like sticking to, you know, landscape stuff. Kind of thinking about like maybe some, trying to find some like business or sales role I can maybe look into, but yeah, I've just kind of stuck to like the landscape stuff so far.
What was it like working for somebody who wasn't I assume that you probably grew up with some idea on how, you know, a landscaping business works because your dad was in it, right? So what was it like working for somebody who, you know, wasn't your dad and just like a different business than maybe you were accustomed to?
Yeah, it was interesting because I definitely had ideas of like what landscaping was and like what a landscape business did, how I made the money, like how business worked as a whole. And this past internship that I had it was incredible because not only was I working out in the field learning stuff, but they allowed me to come into the office and, you know, the owner sat down with me one-on-one and was like, hey, let me lay out this business model, like how we do it and what this business looks like. And that was, it was eye-opening for me. I went home and told my dad, I was like, hey, I had no idea that this was a part of, you know, the landscape business. I wasn't like aware of that type of business side and like what goes into it and, you know, thinking about who your ideal clients are and, you know, everything that the company has to pay for in order to get a landscape done. You know, it's not just the plants, the labor, and, you know, whatever else it is. It's a lot more than that. You know, there's a lot of things that go into getting a landscape done. And that was really eye-opening for me. I didn't have much of like a background on it. My dad had worked in the industry before, but mostly he did landscaping, but that was before I think he had us. I actually have 6 siblings.
Oh wow.
Which is quite a lot. Yeah. But since my time here in Auburn, he's been teaching and he really does a lot of stuff with nurturing greenhouse and propagating plants.
I know that you're still pretty early on in your career, right? But you know, I want to ask, like, what is it that you currently kind of aspire to do when you graduate? I feel like I'm looking way ahead. Usually when I interview students, they're like last semester of their senior year. You know, it seems like you have a little bit of extra time to make that decision.
Yeah. It's kind of funny you say that. I've actually, with the help of many people and support around me, I've started my own design, build, install landscape company here.
Oh, no kidding.
In Auburn.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's been something that, you know, I've thought about as a career, but just doing it and, you know, knowing the business side, maybe not right out of college, you know, trying to run my own company, although it does sound very nice and, you know, there are lots of benefits to it. It's also a very big commitment and like, it's going to take a lot to get the business off the ground.
Yeah.
So I've kind of just been doing it to, you know, get me through school, learn a lot and, you know, just build relations with people, in the industry. I think that regardless of if I had a company or not, that networking and meeting people is, you know, one of the biggest things that you have to do in this industry. I've had it told to me many of times and I've seen it firsthand. But yeah, I'm looking forward to it's, you say it's a long way away, but you know, I seem to find myself counting down the days till I graduate, more and more. But yeah, I think I just want to pursue something in the landscape field. Management role is something I really aspire to have. I know a lot of people that graduate, with my degree, kind of where I am, they end up in a crew leader role, you know, kind of working in the field still. And I think I want to somehow maybe bypass that and make it to a management role. But yeah, I'm just happy to be, you know, in the industry, and I'm taking my time as far as deciding what kind of job I want to have.
Yeah. Tell me a little bit about the company that you have started in the meantime, though. How long have you kind of run it? What's the process been like getting it off the ground? Like, do you have a fair amount of clients? Like, just kind of walk me through that, because that is kind of an unusual thing that, you know, a student would do, especially while balancing like the schoolwork, you know, with their major.
Yeah. So I started it August of 2023. So not too long ago. It's fairly new. I've got about 4 clients right now. I worked with a client and finished a job, design and install, did all of that last semester while in the middle of school and everything, finding time to come after class and go work and working on weekends and kind of working around the weather and everything. It's been a whole learning process. I mean, not just, you know, learning about the industry, but also like, hey, how to manage, you know, other people. I had a few friends working with me, and I was like trying to get them to be like, hey, like, I'm your friend and everything, but you know, we're here to work right now. So working on my, you know, people management skills, time management skills, and, you know, keeping track of, you know, how much money I'm spending on materials and labor and all of that, while also, you know, talking to the client and keeping relations with the client. I think that one of the biggest things for me was trying to juggle all of that. I felt a little bit of pressure, and I had to take a step back and be like, hey, like, I don't need to set crazy expectations for myself. You know, I've just started this. I'm a student, you know, I'm learning. My clients know that, you know, that's honestly part of the reason why they, you know, chose me to do business with me, because, you know, hey, they want to help support a student. They want me to learn, and they trust me that I'm going to do a good job. And I think that relationship with the clients ended up helping me a lot with the work that I've done so far.
Yeah. When you say clients, are you primarily talking residential, and what was the scope of some of these projects?
Yeah, definitely residential. I've done one full design, build, install, that one client doing that. It was just, you know, her backyard. She wanted a privacy screen on 2 sides of it, and she wanted it to look nice too. She didn't want just rows of,
right,
you know, large shrubs. And so worked on the design on that whilst in the middle of my design class for school, which was also a great opportunity for me to be taking a design class and get to work with clients on a design. So I was able to give them, you know, the same thing I'm doing in class. I just translated it over to them, and that, I think they enjoyed that professionalism I seemed to show them.
Yeah.
And then the few other clients that I have been strictly design. It's kind of word of mouth that I've gotten around that I'm doing this, and people have, you know, lake houses or you know, a cottage up in a rural place of Alabama, which is fairly common, I've come to find out. And so they wanted designs for that. And they understand that I'm not able to do the full process because I'm still in school, and home base is Auburn. So
yeah. So you said like word of mouth has kind of gotten around, right? Like how do you find these clients?
Yeah, it's mainly been word of mouth. My dad knows lots of people. They know him because of his involvement in the green industry. And you know, they come to him all the time asking, hey, you know, what plant should I put here? And is this plant dead? And, you know, can you do my lawn for free? So those questions come up a lot around the family. And,
yeah,
and I think he's happy to now be like, hey, here's my son's phone number, you know, call him and ask him those. So I've gotten a lot of that, and it had to do a lot of delegating, being like, hey, I'd love to help you, but you know, that's not totally what my business is doing right now. I've had to tell a lot of people that I can't go mow their lawn because if I start maintenance, you know, that's a weekly thing.
Right.
I can't run through school and, you know, everything else I've got going on. So
have you been able to lean on your dad as a resource in all this?
Yeah, definitely. He has been, I mean, I wouldn't be able to have finished any of the jobs, or anything I've done for a client without his help. He's been great about, being there for me and not just doing it for me, but, you know, teaching me like, hey, you know, I'm going to tell you how to do this this time, but next time, you know, you can email the nursery and tell them what plants you want and the prices. And, you know, you can estimate the next job and you know, I'll look over it and see if it looks right, you know? And so he's been great about doing that but not making me lean on him for it. You know, he's also been like, hey, you need to learn this. This is practical stuff. So, yeah.
Right. Now you say that, like, obviously this has been kind of in the family, but you also mentioned all these siblings. Are you the only one who went into the green industry, or did any of your other siblings? I don't know if you're the youngest, oldest, like where you're kind of at, but.
Yeah. So I've got two older brothers. Then there comes me, and then I've got a younger brother, or I've got a younger sister that's right under me. She's 18. A younger brother, he's 16 turning 17. Another younger brother, he's 15, just turned 15. And then a younger sister who's 13 turning 14. So they haven't had most of them haven't had the opportunity to dive into that field yet. There's plants all around our house. My dad likes to graft Japanese maples. So he does that a lot and makes us water them and take care of them and, you know, cover them when a freeze comes. So we've definitely been around. All of my siblings have been around horticulture and the green industry. And I'm very curious to see if any of them take after it when they have the opportunity. But so far, it's just been me.
One other question about your business itself, and then I kind of want to ask you a few questions about, like, looking ahead to the green industry as a whole, you know, and kind of outside of you know, maybe what you've already experienced and just kind of thinking about the future here. I did want to ask about, you know, you mentioned like this people management side of running a company. What is something that you've learned in doing that you think that you can kind of use to your advantage if and when the time comes that you are a manager, whether it's out in the field as a crew lead, or it is kind of back in the office as management?
Yeah. So with the internship that I did this past summer and then, you know, having my own business, I learned a lot from the internship about how you get employees and how you keep them. And that's the biggest thing is keeping them. And so when I was working with, when I was doing the internship, we had multiple opportunities to have, like, we would do parties at the end of, like, first Tuesday of the month was Taco Tuesday.
Yeah.
So all the crew members, all the office people, everybody would meet at the office 5 o'clock and we'd have tacos. And we had a summer party up at the lake, which was a great opportunity to just, you know, step away from the work and enjoy the people. And those benefits and those, you know, those small things that seem like nothing, they go a long way. And it's an investment into those people. And that's the biggest thing I've learned is that you have to, like, invest in your employees for them to stay. And so when I was working with my friend, you know, we'd break for lunch and then I would be like, hey, the lunch is on me. And he's going to be like, he was like, oh man, you don't have to, but I wanted to do that so that, you know, he would want to work with me. You know, he's going to get free lunch. You know, we're getting Chick-fil-A or I'm going to go out and get him some Powerade. So when he shows up, you know, to help me, I was like, hey man, here's a Powerade. And that those small things that seem kind of meaningless or can get overlooked to those people and those employees, it means a lot. And, you know, when I was an employee, that stuff meant a lot to me. And so taking that and applying it to other people, I think is something very large that I learned.
Yeah. Kind of putting yourself in their shoes. You know, you brought up employee retention and, you know, how important keeping employees is. And that's something that the industry kind of as a whole struggles with. Is that one of the main things that you'd kind of like to see improve or change in the industry? Is there anything else that, you know, as you kind of look ahead to joining the grain industry as like a full-time career, what is it that you want to see different? Is it that people side of it, or is there, you know, something else that really stands out to you?
Yeah. I think, you know, employee retention is definitely one of the larger issues that the industry faces. Going to these conventions, I went to one, the NALP convention in September, and went to a lot of these talks about like restrictions and laws on, you know, how much water you can, like water restrictions and stuff like that. So we are a green industry. So the environment is another, a very large thing that plays a role into, you know, how we operate and, you know, what we can and can't do. Battery powered stuff is becoming more and more popular, and people are switching from gas powered blowers and weed eaters and edgers to battery powered. And that switch is, you know, it's difficult to make sometimes. But I mean, as far as what I would like to see, I've been very lucky to have great people in the industry, you know, reach out and be there and be resources for me as a student. But there's also been times where I felt like I was disconnected from, you know, these business people and these companies and these people in the industry, because they were kind of reluctant to share, you know, what they have and what they know and their knowledge. And I think in the industry, I'd like to see a lot more of, you know, sharing of ideas and definitely like gearing more towards students. I think that it used to be at Auburn, we used to have a lot more companies come and interview us and talk to us, but it seems to be dwindling from what I've heard and what my dad has told me.
Yeah.
And so I think students are the biggest drivers in the industry. They're the next generation. And so I think people need to buy into that and, you know, be like, hey, what can we do to, you know, teach students more? Let them get them to know as much as they can before they come into their career so that they're best able to help the industry and do, you know, the best jobs that they can, whatever jobs they get.
What do you hope companies do to engage like that younger generation? Is it simply a matter of showing up on campus and interviewing people more for open positions? Or is there something more that you think that they could really be doing to kind of invest in the next generation of landscapers?
Yeah, I think that just getting in front of them, you know, getting familiar with them, you know, learning their names, asking them their names. As students, we don't meet a ton of adults that, you know, give us a lot of respect. So getting in front of these companies that just are like, hey, we're here to, you know, talk to you, interview you, see what you have to say and what questions you have. That's the biggest thing. I was always a shy person and didn't ever ask questions. But, you know, as I've matured and gotten into college and, you know, and thinking more about my career, I'm like, the worst thing they can say is just not answer my question, you know. And then the best thing they can say is help me figure it out and then follow up after that question with, hey, do you have any other ones? Can I help you, like, you know, with other things you've got going on or anything you have questions about? So I think just, you know, getting in front of us and being a resource for students. I say that there are tons of things and opportunities for students to get in front of these people and these people to get in front of students. NAOP does a wonderful job. I've had wonderful opportunities to get in front of companies and people in the industry that are high up in chains that I wouldn't have, you know, been able to speak to if I didn't go to these events and everything. So I do think it is something that can definitely grow, but there are definitely great opportunities out there for students.
This was another installment of Student Spotlight, a podcast on the Lawn and Landscape Podcast Network. Thanks to Joshua for joining the show, and thanks to you for listening. This was Jimmy Miller, an associate editor with the magazine, and we'll catch you next time.